Coming up on today's Family.ie radio magazine, we've all heard of love at first sight. It always seems to work in the movies, but is it possible in real life?
It takes time to notice, to understand the difference between your infatuation or real love. Also, I actually overheard a conversation the other day. I heard one person saying to another, well, I realised I was really only infatuated with...
That's all ahead on today's edition of Family.ie radio magazine. And you're very welcome along. I'm Ronan Johnston. I'm sure everyone can relate to the fairy tales that tell of two strangers who see each other across a crowded room. In a moment, they catch each other's gaze. Cupid shoots down his arrow. The unseen tractor beam draws them to each other. They don't have to say a word. They don't even have to know each other's name, because it is, without a doubt, love at first sight. And they live happily ever after. Right? Well, it almost always works out okay in fairy tales. There's no doubt that chemistry can happen and infatuation can be quite intoxicating, but is that the same as love? To talk more about it, Vincent Hughes had a chat with our own Heather Walsh and Stephen Carty.
True love is not just the emotional high. A well-known study said that the length of time that that emotional high lasts is about 2 years at the most. And let's say I met my wife, Margaret, in the early part of 1987. We started going out together and we got married in 1988. In the normal cycle of things, that the romantic high that would go with that relationship would begin to wear off after sort of a year of being married, because we've been in this honeymoon excitement and so on. That's a fantastic thing to be relished and enjoyed, and it's a wonderful phase in life when it comes along. And one would hope that that would be the case for every listener, that they'll find somebody with whom they want to spend their life together, and that somehow life will be wonderful and that you'll want to spend every living moment together and so on. But the reality of life is that that emotional high will wear off over time, and then you've got to get on with the real living. So love at first sight, which is the question that was raised, doesn't happen, because that sort of love that can sustain a relationship and carry it through years of ups and downs, of emotional highs and lows, is not based on what you see and what you encounter in those first few moments or that first series of engagements or contact with that particular person. The reality is that love is developed over time. It is an emotional high, but in the beginning, the orientation of that sort of emotional high is usually attached to my feelings of excitement within myself and not associated principally with the needs of the other person.
And that's great. That's fun. That's part of growing up. It's part of developing relationships with people. But it isn't going to be the enduring piece as you're talking about.
And love that's enduring is one where the focus and the orientation in the relationship is towards the betterment of the other person, where you're willing to sacrifice your interests and your desires and your wants and so on in order to serve and to meet the needs of the other person and not yourself.
So the fireworks don't last forever?
No.
It takes time to notice, to understand the difference between your infatuation or real love. Also, I actually overheard a conversation the other day. I heard one person saying to another, well, I realised I was really only infatuated with him. And I thought to myself, oh, that was a great revelation. Well done, you spotted it in time. Because this person obviously had thought that they were deeply in love with this other person and realised that actually it was infatuation. That woman had saved herself from a whole lot of pain and misery much later on. So it does take time. You mightn't spot it immediately. But if you just wait and watch, and Dr. Dobson actually has advice for people who are contemplating marriage to say, make no important life-changing decisions quickly or impulsively. He says stall for time. So, you know, maybe rushing into marriage isn't such a good idea. You need to wait and see.
Or even cohabiting, Evans, which is pretty common. You know, sort of we'll try it out and see how it goes. The reality is it's not on a solid footing then. And it's not based on a commitment. Exactly. And I mean, God himself is a covenant-making God, and he designed marriage as a commitment between a husband and a wife. We see this right in the very beginning of time in the story of Genesis, where he talks about man and woman and their commitment to each other. And, you know, that is the nature of strong relationships. And marriages need those strong relationships to endure and survive and to raise healthy children into adulthood. And we have the great privilege of modelling that if we're parents and we have children, to show them a lifelong commitment in relationship with two people who are potentially completely different from each other. But you won't find that out in the beginning. And in the emotional high, when you start connecting in a relationship and you are attracted to somebody and you have the emotional sort of thrill of being involved in a relationship that's of real interest to you and so on, you won't be aware of sort of maybe the things that about the person that you'll discover later when you get married, you know, and you live with them for a while. And I'm still in the process of finding out things about my wife and she likewise about me, even though we've been married now for 23 years. You know, we're still in the process of discovering who we're married to. And that's a tremendous journey of discovery. It's a great privilege to be involved with somebody over for that length of time and to have been able to discover so much about each other and to be there for one another.
So the answer to the question as to how you distinguish between infatuation and real love, it takes time.
It takes time.
Ah yes, time is often a great way to help us distinguish between emotion and reality. If you'd like to research it a bit further, stop by www.family.ie and there you'll find more information about a helpful book by Dr. James Dobson called Emotions, Can You Trust Them? This is family.ie radio magazine.